Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, wow, and welcome to all the best people I know, and that would be you, that would be all of us. And you know, it's been a few years since we've had the show rolling, and never in my wildest dreams did I suspect we would be coming back during the coronavirus apocalypse shutdown. But hey, it's a good time. We're all home, we need some inspiration, and we have the inspiration girl with us today, Jessica Peterson. So I know you're going to enjoy. She's going to share her shine. She's going to give us some positive tips on how to create a perfect day, especially during all of this that's going on, how to create a wildlife. She's impacted me. I know she's going to impact you as well. I just want to remind you, if you haven't listened in a while, you click that blue button on the left underneath our logo and you follow us, you'll get automatic updates. You can find myself and Jessica on Facebook at the links that are below the show page. And you can also go to her website, Simply Wow Agency, and get some more information. I also want to let you know the chat room is supposed to be open, and we're going to see how that goes, and you can call in. So feel free to call in to the show, which is 516-666-9845, and ask Jessica, get some free call-in coaching. It'll be a lot of fun. You know, Jessica is a very unique person. I would say she's probably a Renaissance woman, as close to Renaissance woman as I've ever met. She does a little bit of everything, and she does everything in a wow way, which is very good description for her. She is founder of the Simply Wow Agency, and after 20 years, and a very successful 20 years in the banking and financial world, she had an event in her life that changed things, and she's probably going to share that with us, and many of us can relate to those moments that really, really change our lives. And she created a business and a marketing agency that really was a niche into branding and networking and social media and productivity to provide a positive impact for clients all over the world. And she knows everybody all over the world. She's published 6 books. She's a best-selling author in many of those 6 books. She's a certified business and life and real estate coach. She's a TEDx speaker. Yes, my big goal for next year, and she knows it. She's also really interestingly one of the very few certified GET statement coaches, and she can tell you about that. And she's going to be a coach on call today to answer your questions, and she's going to give everybody a free copy of Create the Perfect Day, which is a fabulous book you can pay for it on Amazon. But why would you do that when she's offering our listeners a free copy? And all you have to do is go to the show page and download the link that she's provided us. It is a pleasure and a privilege to have you share your shine with us today, Miss Jessica Peterson. How are you?
Wow, Deb, you wowed me. I want to have you with me everywhere I go. You're so much fun. You're so much fun. Thank you for that intro. Wow.
Well, you know, I'm a little rusty, and my followers and listeners know that I kind of have a little different style, but it's been a few years since we've done the show, and many of them who follow me on a regular basis know that I was trying to move from Boston to Florida. Little did I know I would end up in Venice, Florida. But it has been a very interesting adventure going from the greater Boston area to Florida, and finding out that 4 years ago when I lived in Boston and you lived in Colorado, I was trying to get you on the show, and now we're both here in Florida. Who would have known?
I know. That is so, yes, that was pretty wild how I was speaking actually at a real estate school and also attending that real estate school for my continuing education. And I remember you specifically from the audience said, I sent Jessica a friend request and she didn't accept. And I thought, well, that's bizarre. What was going on? And I mean, I'll admit there's a lot of people I don't accept if I don't know you. You and I had a lot of mutual friends. And anyhow, make a long story short, you reached out to me before either one of us moved to Florida, before either one of us got into real estate. That was a long time ago, and it was right in the middle of my move to Florida. And I just couldn't believe it. And here you were sitting in a room with me. And it was so exciting. And I'm so happy you're back, Deb. I don't think you're rusty. You're amazing. I know you've gone through some crisis in your life, too, and I'm glad that you're back to continue making a difference.
Well, I think with your coaching, and you don't give me a chance to have any rest. I keep telling Jessica, just remember I'm older than you, okay? So, and she has more estrogen than me. So let's just make it the real world, because this girl can do everything. And I am trying to keep up with her, and it's just too funny. So we have to do a little reality check. But you know, what I have shared in my newsletter with many people, and I thank you very much for all the kind comments. I have about 20,000 people, believe it or not, in my newsletter from this radio show and the book, and people were really shocked. Oh, Deb, you became a realtor. You left medical sales and you became a realtor. But I love being a realtor with eXp Realty, and that'll be another show that we can talk about. But, you know, life is exciting. It can be dynamic. It's very unexpected. We are who we associate with, and associating with you today and having the listeners learn from you in how to create the perfect day in a wildlife is just going to be life-changing, I know, for them. So, you know, they can get the copy of the link to your book. I love the book. I've used the book. It was part of my coaching that you had me do was use the book. But you have four areas of life that you're very focused on, and your book is very interactive, and you write in it. It's really a manual for living. Tell people how it came to be and what the results are of using Create the Perfect Day and creating a wildlife, and why, especially now during this coronavirus and anxiety and stress, it's so important to do this for ourselves.
Oh, wow. So that book actually came about, my husband was in ICU. We're getting ready. It's been a little over 3 years. And after he was in ICU, it was so surreal, Deb. I mean, it was so surreal. I woke up with his face over my face, and it alarmed me. And he said, is there something wrong with my eyes? And I said, no. And he goes, I can't see. Of course, we start calling eye doctors, and they're like, you need to get, you know, bigger help than this. So anyhow, I convinced him to go to the ER because I heard of a bunch of people who had detached retinas at other events I was at. And the next thing I know, he's in ICU. We're attempting to get answers. Finally got answers. He had two masses of bleeding in the brainstem. Never would have imagined our life would have taken a turn like that. Our whole world and lives changed in so many different ways. If anybody's listening and has ever dealt with someone or a family member who had brain bleeding, a stroke, you could probably relate to what I'm saying, that our whole lives would change. After that, Deb, it really hit me hard that life is so short. Every day is perfect because we're alive. So why are we not creating a life that we desire? Why are so many of us wasting this precious gift of time? And you know, a friend of mine shared with me 30 seconds a day, every day over a year. Can you guess how much time that is, Deb?
You're the banker. You tell me.
a former banker. It's over 3 hours. So if you look at your time in such a way, it all compiles and adds up. So why are so many of us wasting it? There's spending time and there's investing time. You can always make more money, not more time.
This is true. We cannot make more time. And I have to tell you, from firsthand experience, folks, if I had to describe Jessica Peterson in one word, it's just always the same word. Fascinating. I just want to study your mind. And that's another story you'll have to tell, because your mind, you did have some tests on it, and neuroplasticity has nothing on you. But
you're going to have me share that. Oh, no.
Oh my God, I love that story. It's like my fave. Hey, this is a transparent show. The best people we know are transparent. And that's what you have to do to be in this club. Honest, transparent, and willing to share. And that's how we have so many listeners. Because we get real here. This is amazing to me at how much you accomplish in a day and still stay balanced. Because I tend to be very overwhelmed with my list. So I think that you sharing, not that we want to hear about your husband's life-threatening issues or this wake-up call, but, you know, I got it when my parents passed away. My grandmother died in my arms. I was so caregiver. I lost $1 million. I mean, we all, in a Ponzi scheme 10 years ago, we all have our moments of, wait a minute, what is life about? And I think that moment for you, that moment for me, I think the world is in that moment right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. People have been calling me, we're bored. I'm like, you're bored. I am busy. I'm grateful to be on your show. All these other requests to be on other shows. I'm just here for friends. I have friends calling me, just opening up the PTSD and the trauma all of this is causing. And I did a post the other day on Facebook. I'm curious, are people going to be happier to see each other when all this is done? Or is it going to be awkward? Is it going to be a combination? It's really fascinating times. What is good about this time, Deb, is to really reflect, what is our perfect day? What does matter most to us? And in my TEDx talk, I spoke about how the top regrets of the dying, one of the top was not staying in touch with people. And that's what excites me about this time. It's people coming together, picking up the phone, actually having conversations, not just a text.
Yeah. And is not one of the most important scientific studies that you found that the happier people, the most peaceful, purposeful people, the most balanced people, they have community. They have a good community around them. And community actually requires communication. That might be why it's part of the word.
Yes, that's so interesting. It's very fascinating you bring that up. Yes, I did watch a 9-hour documentary on people who live to be on average 100, and one of those key parts was relationships in the community. And I talk about that in my book, Create a Wow Life, how to actually wow people. It doesn't mean you have to take people out in this yacht or extravagant, you know, excursion or anything. It could be the simple things. I have a friend, I will never say their name out of privacy. They're a celebrity. And they said, you know, somebody once, Jessica, smiled at me and it saved my life. You just never know. It could be these small little actions and you just don't know. My mission, and I'm grateful, Deb, you said yes to be a wow power player. We're creating these communities of real estate agents and business professionals who are taking a pledge every day to wow one person. And imagine the ripple effect that's going to have.
Yeah, and how would you define wowing one person? I think you just sort of did, just even a smile. But, you know, I think we often believe that, you know, and this is very humbling to be in the situation we are right now in the country, in the world. People often think, well, I can't make a difference unless I'm, you know, in charge of XYZ company or making this amount of money. And I believe what your book and your coaching teaches me and the people that I know that have been coached by you and know you, that wow is something that is in the moment, is being fully present in the moment with whoever the person is God puts in your life, whether it's the grocery store, someone at work, your family member, and really giving them 110% of whatever it is that they need that you have to give them. And that may have a result that you never know, and you may know, but that doesn't matter. You're being the wild person. What happens with it is none of your business. It's that you do it.
Yes, be present, be in the moment. I like what you said. Someone could be put in your life for a reason. So let's focus. And it makes me sad when I walk into, well, now we can't walk in the groceries, the restaurants or coffee shops. When traditionally I have recent times, you'll see everybody looking down on their phones. I say, put it down, focus. Our goal as a family is to have one meal every day, communicate, talk. It really seems that that's starting to be missing. And it's fascinating that you bring up communication. I have another friend. He's on two national news stations. And he said, Jessica, he goes, I believe the world's going to need you for the future for communication.
Yeah. And so let's get into, you know, your book. You go over focus and balance, dreaming big. You have different stories in there. Trying to just go through this as I'm looking at the introduction is great. And everybody, this is really nice that the listeners get a free book. But focus and balance, dreaming big, planning in action, and creating the perfect day. And you do talk about being consistent and productive and sharing the wealth and also celebrating your successes. But you really take that study to heart that the mind must write it down for it to almost be branded into our brain to get this new way of thinking so that we can have this new way of doing and being and feeling, and all of it's connected. So talk about why you wrote, you know, you did somewhat, why you wrote this book, what people are getting about this book, maybe a success story about this book, so that the somebody listening now is, well, what can I expect from this book and knowing Jessica?
Well, the book has actually gone in some areas I never even imagined. I've had someone write in and said it saved their marriage. I had someone in another state write in and said, I've read the book 3 times. I am now healthier. I went on my first trip. I made, you know, a major shift in my career. I'm so much happier. Every person needs to read this. I've had some people say they've gained more clarity, the motivation, saving time, making changes. It's really, if I had to summarize it in one word, it'd probably be inspiring. Oh, you'll get a kick out of this. Some people said, we realized we didn't like how our room was decorated or laid out, so we changed that. It could be the little things in life, right?
Yeah. To just know that there's something that can, one change creates many other changes. And being open. Now, what do you think stops people from doing those changes, from creating that wildlife, from taking a risk? I mean, I went from cardiac surgery sales in 20 years of, you know, being in Mass General to being a realtor, or I went from Greater Boston to Florida. I moved to Venice, Florida. I never even heard of Venice, Florida. I didn't know anyone. I'd never been here until I got the rental keys, and now I own a house here and talk to palm trees and have met you, and I love it here. But, you know, serious. I love the palm trees. They always smile at me. They're very happy, happy little creations. But and my dog loves it here too. But I guess the question, it begs the question, okay, this is why you want to do it. But what is stopping people from doing that? Because I believe we all deserve to be the best people we were created to be. And if we did that, we would have a very happy place with lots of happy people. You know, it would be great.
That's a great question. So in my book, I do ask, what can hold you back? On the flip side, I ask, what good can be created by you achieving what you desire? So really focusing on the end result and then realizing what is holding you back. Some of the most common responses I received, Deb, from people that I've coached and worked with is, I get my own way. So why do you get in your own way? And we dig deeper. And it shocks me the most common, even big wigs. I mean, I would never say their names, but highly successful business professionals have said, I feel I don't deserve it.
I feel I don't deserve it. Okay, so is that part of the compare and despair syndrome that we have to dump the junk with, or what?
You know, it's really just digging deep and getting to the bottom answer. And each person knows their own answer. It's within you. What can hold you back, and how are you going to overcome it? It's really getting down to the root of it. And it's sometimes eye-opening to me. I have a very successful businesswoman I coached, and she realized, and I'm so proud of her. You know, even the other day, she said, "I can't believe I did this." And I said, "I am so proud of you." And she goes, "Really?" Because sometimes we define success as being this big name and the celebrity or this leader. She gave it all up to pursue her dream, which was to volunteer and serve the community. And I said, "That's amazing. You're happier, and that's what you want." Did I lose you, Deb?
Yeah, no, I'm listening to you. There was a little bit of a solar flare in the world there, but we're good now. It's good. This is live radio, folks. This is what happens. It's okay.
I know you're asking me questions. What I love about this is none of it's scripted. It's completely real. You're asking me questions. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, she's going to actually ask that, and hardly anybody knows that, like the brain thing or. And I want everybody to know one thing. When you wow someone, it doesn't mean you broadcast every single day. There's many things I do behind the scenes that people have no idea. Doesn't mean you broadcast. I believe it's sometimes better to keep it quiet and secret, the good that you're doing for people.
And what do you think? Do you think that makes it more genuine, that your intention is to do it for the good of the person and not the results, the accolades, or, you know, whatever you get from other people? It's between you and God, or it's something that only you know you did, and you're not doing it for any other reason than to help that person. So keeping it secret, it almost purifies the intent, I think.
It does. I completely agree. So it doesn't mean you've got to. Now, every now and then I will share something that I have done just to inspire someone or encourage someone. Otherwise, it doesn't mean we have to broadcast everything that we're doing.
Right. Well, give us some stories about the book and some of the success stories, the before and afters, and what this. I mean, I think that people, they download the book. It's a great read, but it's an interactive book. I mean, you know, you can't take a seed in the drawer and expect it to grow in your garden. You gotta get off your duff, take the seeds out of the kitchen drawer, dig some dirt, get your hands dirty, and put it in the ground. And then you can have the seeds and the flowers and the fragrance and all the things we want. But we forget that we have to participate in our own happiness. And that's something that you really do through the book, is make the reader participate in their own success, their own blueprint of happiness and creating the perfect life, day, wildlife, everything. Can you speak to listeners about what they can expect in that and why you structured it in that way?
Oh, every person has their own experience and their own aha. Some of the most common ones are people realize what their real dreams are. A lot of people said we were stuck. You know, if someone asked, what are your dreams? What are your goals? People say, I don't know. I mean, I spoke with an engineer the other day, says, I don't even know. And it's okay to not know. It's also okay, I want to share this, to make that shift and change. Some people have said, I've been in this career so long, and I don't want to make this change. It's okay. It's okay, because why do you not want to make that shift or, you know, change? Because of fear of what if I fail, or fear what others think of me. So what? I mean, at least you tested it, right? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. I hear some really cool music.
Well, you know what's going on is this is what's called being rusty with the show, because we have some, it wasn't cool music, it was actually somebody calling in. So That's another fun moment of it's live, folks. It's live.
it's kind of rusty. I like the word real. See, it's real. This is real.
Real.
So anyhow, people say it'll reveal some of their dreams, some of their goals, or realize what changes they want to make in their life. Actually, to create a plan to achieve it, what's going to stop them and how to overcome that. And then for people also, another thing is really realizing their time and how precious it is and how to actually save that time instead of wasting time.
Yeah. And give us a story. I mean, you've given us some, but people love stories. People see themselves in a story. So for somebody out there right now listening, you know, let's just take, I don't know if this is you, but for anybody listening, you know, they could be in California, they could be in New York City, they could be in Iowa, they could be in Florida, you know, they could be in another country. People listen to this in the cloud on replay for years. These things are out there, but they're in a moment or right now, you know, I'm home, I'm with my family. Maybe I'm feeling like I can't touch someone or make a difference. I'm a little scared. I've got a life of unknown. And the kids are driving me crazy, even though I love them. And, you know, I turn on the TV and I don't know what's going to happen. So how do I get my life in order when the world seems to be in disorder? And I want you to speak to that person, the hope of why this is such a great time to do this now for them.
That is a fantastic question. I was actually asked to speak virtually next week in regards to that, how to go from panic to peace to productivity. All of us are in control of our own thoughts. That's one thing nobody can take away from us. So we all have a choice. Easier said than done, right, Deb? Easier said
yes.
than done. And it's really being aware of your thoughts. And if a thought isn't making you feel happy or good, it's time to reevaluate that thought. And a lot of thoughts are just based upon what ifs. What if this? What if that? So here's my question for you. Is that a good use of your time? Statistically, most of the what ifs that go through our mind never happen. Now,
yeah.
There is some good fear. There is some good fear, and there are some good things, what if. Like, I do believe one of my books was Safety for Businesswoman, you know, to be aware and what if this situation happens. It's always good. What if there is a house fire, to be aware? Always to have those what ifs to a certain extent. I'm talking about the what ifs, all these, you know, what if I lose my job or what if I lose my house or what if I don't have any food? Well, guess what? Just what can you control today? Focus on that. Instead of the what ifs.
Yeah. Focus on what you control. Okay, so let's take that again. Let's do some practice coaching. You're coaching me, and I'm talking about wanting to write another book. And folks, shameless plug. The audiobook for The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue will be out this year. I have read it at Jump Dog Press in Sarasota. We'll give them a plug too. So the audiobook will be coming out on Amazon, and it was a bestseller number 4 in Motivation years ago, but it will now be on audio. And I think that that's important because people, I know I do, I like to listen and learn in that dead time in the car so that I can kind of multitask and do something good for myself. Cause I think we're all lifelong learners, but, you know, let's go through that. Let's talk about I'm home, I'm in the house, you're coaching me. I want to write a book. Let's use me as an example here for the listeners. Talk to me. What I say, oh, I'm afraid. I can't get another book done, or maybe it's going to take too long, or, you know, I have an idea for the title, but it's just sitting down and making the discipline of every hour. I mean, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, give me some examples, because I know what you've done and what you have me do, but the listeners don't.
Okay, so what I would do is, first of all, I'd back up and I would ask you, Deb, going through my Create the Perfect Day, there's four areas of balance. It's life is like driving a car. If you get a flat tire, you don't get very far. So I would step back and, first of all, start with you, Deb. What are those four areas? What goals do you have in each of those four areas to fill you up so you can keep moving?
Right. So we have the wealth, health, the relationship, and that, you know, social contribution part. So those are four big areas that you have me focusing on.
Yes. Yeah, so what wealth goal do you have? What financial wealth goal does Deb have right now?
Well, I got to share with you guys, because you are the best people we know, would be nice to somehow get that $1 million back that went away. But, you know, I think in for this year, I want to help 25 people. I want to help 25 families find their perfect dream home here in Florida, because living in Florida has changed my life. I am so happy to live in Venice. I am so happy with the people that I've met. I'm so happy with the community. I'm so happy with sunshine and those palm trees that talk to me every day. My dog is happy to sit on the lanai by the pool. So, you know, I love the beach. I love my church. I just love so much of Venice. And I never heard of the place. And I know it's made me happy to have so much sunshine so often. And now that Tom Brady has followed me from Boston, I have everything I've ever needed. So I'm all set, girlfriend.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Yeah. So I did. That's so funny.
Yeah, but okay. That's something that makes me happy. I want those 25 families, I want to help them find their perfect dream home so that they can enjoy their wild life.
I love that. Okay, so you have two goals. I heard two things. Well, one is your $1 million back. That's later. And the other one was to serve 25 families this year for their real estate needs. Families or people with their real estate needs. I love that as well. What I enjoy about the 25 is your really specific number and time. The other one, $1 million, by when?
Well, we've gone back and forth on that. Yesterday would have been nice, but, you know, we'll give it a few years because I think that's more realistic.
Okay. So the more specific you are, the more likely it's going to happen. So my next question to you is, Deb, what good are you going to do with that $1 million?
Yeah. See, I have this secret dream. My listeners know that I'm kind of friendly with a group of nuns. You know, I have fun with the nuns. What can I say? I'm Catholic, but we have listeners of all different faiths here. So we're like a non-denominational show, but it's a judgment-free zone. But I really want to help them, you know, build that chapel, so that would be a big thing for me, for the Casa Maria Retreat House, so that they could help other people. So my helping them would exponentially help many others. So that's something that's really important to me. Now, selfishly, I want to go to see the Greek Isles once the apocalypse is over. So that's something that I would like to do because I've only seen pictures. And I have a friend, Elaine, if you're listening, who lived in Greece and married a Greek man. And, you know, every time I talk and speak with her, it's, oh, my gosh, that's my bucket list. And Frankie, another friend of mine, she lives in Lourdes. I got to go to Lourdes. I've been to some other places, but that's a spiritual pilgrimage that's very important to me. So, you know, those are things that I would just love to be able to help, share, and experience. And they motivate me because I don't know about you or anybody else listening, but 50 years from now, I'm 57. So I'm going to be taking the dirt nap in 50 years. So I want to do something and leave something behind that's worthwhile. And that's very important to me. So that's enough for me, Jessica. I know for you it's not, but for me that's a lot.
No, that's plenty, and there's no right or wrong answer. I want everybody to know, because sometimes people say, "Well, this is what I want," and I feel guilty. There's no right or wrong answer. Thank you, Deb, for sharing that with all of us. I know you're being very open. So then you've got to sit with yourself and say, by me not achieving this $1 million and not creating this and this and this, really sit with that and see how that feels.
Mm. Yeah, it seems like, wow, if I don't do it, I'm going to be dead and I'm not going to get a chance to do it again. So isn't it better to say, okay, I feel this way if I don't do it. I feel this way if I do it. So it's like that old saying, if I shoot for the moon and I fail or fall or come short, I'm still landing among the stars. And I think that that's, to me, a great motivation to have that feeling of accomplishment and to attempt it. Because if I don't, 0% of zero is always going to be zero. But at least if I try, I have a chance, and the benefit outweighs any risk. So do you find that people going through your books and the process we're discussing, and I'm just trying to give this for the listeners, and you know, they may want to work with you, they're going to join your Facebook page, Jessica Peterson, they can go to the WOW Agency, they can sign up for this free book, you're a real person, you're always on social media. You know, I know you love to connect with people. Hey, folks, she's great at Messenger. So if you love Facebook Messenger, you met your new best friend, okay? And she is a connecting queen. Let me tell you, she is a connecting queen. But I just want people to understand that it's just a very... It's that Socratic thinking. It's that if this, then that, then this. And you have created a process. And I think Albert Einstein said it. You know somebody's a real genius when it looks easy. Because the easier it is, the harder it was for that person to create it. A real genius makes it look simple. You make this look simple. I work with you and I get your list of things to do. And I'm like, I don't know how long it took her to create that, but I know it's going to take me some time to do it.
And it's okay.
But great coaches ask great questions. You ask great questions. What's a question you want to ask everybody here today that they can answer right now to make this moment wow for them?
Oh, that's a fabulous question. And I have a couple questions. Before we go there, though, Deb, I do want to address something that you said. You know, what if you don't achieve the million? Okay. Here's my question for you, Deb. What good can be achieved? What do you imagine can be achieved on the journey there?
Oh, now that is a good question. Well, I can tell you there's certainly more good on the journey there than the journey someplace else. I can tell you that because I would have helped people. I would have contributed to society. I would have used my God-given talents. I would have connected and met new people. I would have connected people to other people that may change their lives. I mean, all I can visualize is a daisy and how many petals are on that flower to make it so beautiful and fragrant. That's what this is. That journey is so many petals. So many petals of perfect beauty. And I think we all deserve that. I think we deserve to love ourselves in a healthy way and to try, because the thought of not trying is more painful for me. And, you know, there might be a parent out there that says, if I don't do this for my child, you know, how will I feel? Well, maybe it's a painful decision, but how will you feel if you don't do it? And how much good can you get in the process of helping your child do whatever it is they want to do? I mean, I'm not a parent, you are, but we have a lot of moms listen to the show, and dads, people that have families, people that are taking care of their families. You know, there's so many branches on the tree here. It's hard to just find one. There's so many.
See, so the journey to achieve the million, when it happens, great. And let's say worst case scenario, it doesn't. Imagine the good that'll happen on the journey there.
Yep. So imagine the joy of the journey. That's exactly it. That's exactly
it.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I know you enjoyed watching my forest bathing. I know I decided this year, because I've got, like you said, the business coaching, all these real estate certifications. This year, I want to do something fun, exciting. So I got forest bathing. FYI, you're fully clothed and there's no water. Okay. It's a way to actually connect with nature. I love it. Highly recommend everybody get out in nature and actually connect more. So yesterday in my video, Deb, I don't know if you noticed, we were going on the journey just to take everything in. What do we see? And I don't know if you recall, this lizard jumped out. I wasn't expecting to see the lizard. It jumped out. It added extra joy to my day. So on the journey, we can expect to see these trees and bushes that are there. On the journey, I was surprised by a cute little friend, right? So on the journey, we're going to have surprises and enjoy them along the way. And sometimes we're going to have messages, and it's all about listening to those messages, because they're there for a reason.
Yeah. And what were some of the messages that you got?
Oh, we all get messages in life, right? And sometimes just listening. So one of the most recent ones I know I share with you, my daughter just had 4 surgeries and nothing helped her pain, not even morphine. And then this friend, you know, came and mentioned about this patch that helped him. It was all natural, crystal patch, and was walking with a cane. 2 days later, he was cane free. So it's just about listening, and then you're thinking, well, what is that? And the next thing you know, it helped my daughter. It helped my husband's back pain. It helped my sharp pain down my leg. And it's just listening to other people, because sometimes they may have the answers or solutions.
Right. Very good. What do you tell people what's going on with the coronavirus right now? What are you doing? What are you doing? I mean, I think you're taking a lot of this time to connect. You're doing radio shows. There's lots of ways to connect, lots of ways to follow up, lots of ways to say thank you. You mentioned you put on your Facebook page, how do you think people will be when this is over? And it will get over. What do you have to say to people listening right now about what they, you know, something they can do today, or some actions that you're going to take today?
Well, every single day I strive to live by my 4 key areas in my book of that balance in life, and really seeing that you are filled up. And part of that is, yes, we all could sit here in a state of worry or panic. Focus on what you can control. Focus on what good you can do. For me, as I mentioned earlier, I am so busy just being there as a friend for people. I am so happy to be there as a friend for people. And that's keeping me plenty busy. So I encourage everyone to just start picking up the phone and being there for others.
Yeah, I think picking up the phone and saying I love you, you know, I meet a lot of people that seem to be younger than me now. I don't know why that is. And I see them, and one of the things I love to do is volunteer for Sunday school and things like that. I love the young people. I used to do more when I was back in Boston. But, you know, I look at people that have their parents, and I miss my mother every single day. And I think we share this in common. You know, my grandmother really raised me pretty much, and I was an only child. And she died in my arms, and she was a woman of great faith. And she died in my arms, and she said, I'm ready to die. I love you. And then she just died in my arms. And, you know, people say, wow, that's just horrible. And I'm like, no, that was the best gift God could have ever given me, to be with her in that moment when she left here. And she's always with me, but I miss my mother. I miss my grandmother. I even miss Fred from the dead. You know, there are days, but that's my dad. But, you know, I really think that we need to appreciate every single person, every single friendship that we have, because we take things for granted. And maybe that's what create the perfect day, having a wildlife, the quote unquote, you know, coronavirus we're going through. Maybe it's bringing us back to basics of just having a gratitude attitude. We're here. We're already winning. We're here. We have a chance. Our story isn't finished yet. We don't know how we're going to end. Look at this. We're all listening to this radio show. I don't know who's going to listen to it a year from now. I have shows from 2009 that people still listen to, but it's new to them. We don't know what we don't know. And this is the exciting part of connections. I tried to connect with you 4 years ago. Didn't work out, but you're on the show today, 4 years later, and we're both in Florida. You can't make it up. Somebody's going to read your book, and there's going to be a section where their life has changed, and they're going to get with you on Facebook, and they're going to say, Jessica, this part of the book really made me think about my life in a completely different way, and now I'm doing something I never thought I would have the courage to do. And maybe you'll be speaking locally in their city because you're a national speaker. Actually, you're speaking the world, and they'll meet you in person, and something else could happen, or you could connect them to something else, or maybe they start something else. I mean, I start thinking about the possibilities, and I get excited about life. And I think that the other part of, and I really want the listeners to get this before we close, because we're coming to the end. I think that this is a very positive show, but, you know, a lot of people are dealing with some hurt and some pain and some betrayal, and that's life. I mean, the world isn't perfect. People aren't perfect. I make mistakes and eat humble pie every day. You gave me an analogy that really changed my viewpoint. And if my younger self could have had this from you, Jessica, I think my life, I just can't imagine what my life would be like. But what I want you to share, the analogy, when someone has something or someone or an experience that really hurts, you gave me a visual. You gave me two visuals, one on land and one in the air. And I want you to share with the listeners that, because I think it's very powerful, because it really is an important healing visual, to me anyway, for how to move forward in life. Can you share that?
Yes, that was in one of my books. And actually, it was wisdom I received from my friend Michelle's mom. We were out to eat, and we're sitting there at the restaurant, and I'll never forget, she looked at me and shared her wisdom. As a matter of fact, I wrote a book with Yvonne called, Remarkable Insider Secrets of Women 40 and Wiser, and I shared a little bit more about this. So life is like driving a bus or flying a jet, is what my coach told me, and there's only so much room on our bus. And every bus out there that we're driving of our own is going a certain way or direction. It doesn't mean one direction or one way is better. It doesn't mean the fact that you want to go to Hawaii and I want to go to California means one's better than the other, right? That analogy. It's just different journeys. There's only so much room on our bus or our jet. So when someone leaves our life, they get off our bus, they get off our jet, it's okay, because it allows room for the right person now. And sometimes, Deb, we have to kick people off our bus or our jet. And it doesn't mean it's a loving thing to do, not only for us, also for them.
Wow. And that leaves room for some new people that we need to meet, that are healthier, that are more in line with our ethics and morals and values. And isn't that a positive way? Because, you know, we're doing them a favor, we're doing ourselves a favor, and we're doing the new person a favor. I just think, Jessica, that is one of the most favorite visuals that you've ever, you know, and you said a lot of things that have really, you know, changed my life. And you're a great coach. And you're the whole reason I'm here at EXP, but I've told everybody at EXP that. So this is like no national broadcast news. It's just kind of very well known. But I really think that that is so important. If everybody could hear that, I think they would let go and just really be at peace. Because it's a beautiful analogy, and it's a great way to live, and it's a healthy way to live, because there's not one person in my life, you know, that I've met that hasn't suffered something like that. You know, that is life. We have the sun and the moon. We have the day and the night. You know, you have the happy and the sad. I mean, it's just the way life is. But that visual in the airplane, in the bus, and it only allows so much room in that time, it's just, it's beautiful. And it's very, very peaceful. And it's very inspiring. And it takes away the judgment and just puts in the positive focus. And that's what you do for people. And the best people we know need to get out there and be their best, and we don't need to be dragged down by anything that isn't serving a higher good. I think, hey, I'm looking at live shows right now. There's 1,882 and Blog Talk, and believe it or not, we're number 3. That's pretty impressive.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm so grateful. I want every person listening today that I am so grateful for you to be on the show. I'm so grateful for you, Deb. And I can't wait to hear what People's Perfect Day looks like. I'm so excited. And it's different for every person. That's what's so exciting about this, Deb. And that bus or jet analogy, I'll never forget this Hyatt businesswoman. I love her. We just have different goals. She wanted to hire my company. She's like, it's a 6-figure contract. And I found out she didn't care for people. She goes, yeah. She goes, I could care less about people. I said, nope, I don't want to work with you. And she goes, I don't understand. Because for me, it's about making a difference with people and making money. It's not just the money. Doesn't mean she's right. Doesn't mean I'm right. It's just different lifestyles, different choices, different buses, different jets. So it's okay to say no, because it'll allow room for the right people.
All right. So for people that want to get on your jet, where do they go? How do they find you? Tell them all the different places where they can jet with Jessica.
Oh, I like that quote. You're so much fun. Well, there's a variety of ways. You know, there's Instagram, there's Facebook, there's LinkedIn. It's on LinkedIn.
What's your handle? You got to be specific on that handles, because
Yes. I just changed it to Sarasota Real Estate Agent Lifestyle.
Okay.
On LinkedIn, it's Jessica Peterson. You can find me simply Wow. And then also Facebook. You know, Facebook, a lot of people say they find me when they type in Jessica Peterson Wow. Or I have my Facebook business pages, Sarasota and Keys Real Estate, also Simply Wow Agency. And then my website, simplywowagency.com.
And if you see that picture of her, she's got the red lipstick, she's got the beauty shot. That I don't know what you just did to your Facebook page, but you have this thing around your face now. It's so cool. But that is one of the happiest little places to go, is just go to Jessica's Facebook page, and there's like all sorts of happy people there. It's a full airplane, let me tell you, of happy people. And it's just a great we're all in our houses, you can't take a vacation. So go to Jessica's Facebook page and give yourself a little vacation. You might as well. Now is the time. And downloading the book, I gave the link on this page, but why don't you tell them so they can hear it. What is the link to the free Perfect Day book?
So for a limited time, I'm giving away the book in a 21-day challenge. It's at createtheperfectday.com. So everybody can go ahead and download it. And a lot of people say they print it out. Don't print it out. If you want a printed version, you can get it on Amazon or Create a Wow Life, which is Create the Perfect Day and more information in that book. Create a Wow Life has extra information. Because as you said, Deb, it's something that people have written into me, said I've gone through this three times. I've gone through this twice. I hold on to this and keep it because our Create the Perfect Day is always evolving and changing, which is exciting.
It is exciting. So listen, we're going to, the show's only got five more minutes to go, but there's a call, somebody that it looks like they're on hold that wants to speak with you here for a while. 408-821, 408-821, you're on the air. If you have a question for Jessica, go ahead and ask it. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. It sounds like you ladies are having a good day today thus far. I'm just like, I just want to say that I was reading what you wrote on the thing here, and it's just really wonderful. I'm just focused on you, and I just want to hear what you have to say. And I caught the end of it, so I missed it.
You can always catch the replay. And what is your name, sir? This is Deb, and Jessica's listening to you. If you mind sharing your name and where you're from.
Craig from California.
Fantastic.
Hello, Craig.
Jessica.
Hey, Craig.
Meet Craig.
Hi, Craig. Hey, Craig, tell us something awesome about your day.
Well, I woke up. I opened my two eyes. There's two gifts I opened, and I can see everything's going to be a wonderful day, looks like, outside of myself. But inside, I am doing wonderful and amazing.
Aw, I love that. Hey, Deb, I would love to add, I like what he said about the two eyes. I've never heard that. So here's something I tell people when my two feet hit the floor. I make it my goal and mission to wow one person a day.
It's amazing. Because
very nice.
When your two feet hit the floor, you're walking in love, and love generates love. So it's a wonderful day.
Aw, I like that. I'm so glad you hopped on and interacted with us.
Yeah.
Because
Craig, Best People We Know Club, right? That's us. We are the best people we know. So we have to stick together. Thank you so much for calling in. You were the grand finale. You were like the cherry on the top of the sundae. And I so appreciate you calling in. And, you know, the other thing is, too, you can listen to this show again. It's on replay forever. So you can listen to it again. Please connect with Jessica Peterson. She is an amazing woman, and she is one of the gifts. She's an earth angel, and as you are. So I think, we'd love to just connect with you as well. And once I get a regular schedule for the show, I hope you'll call back in too. But I'm so excited that we ended with, your great energy.
Well, I couldn't help it. I was so wonderful to be here. But you know what? I got to go. You guys are wonderful. I'll be in touch with you. And thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you.
For coming. And thank you. Thank you, Deb. You're amazing.
All right, everybody, make sure that you share this show with a friend. That's the only way that we can keep growing. This show is brought to you by you, and it's a free service. But the only thing I ask is that you make sure you share this show with one friend on Twitter, on Facebook, social networking, because it helps me to be able to bring you great guests like Jessica Peterson. Connect with Jessica. Go out. Make it a great day. You're loved and appreciated. Big, big blessings with angel sprinkles on top. And we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.